No, Tamer, how does Rav Huna know to say this? That I have a right to be totally, I have a right to say it myself, and it should be muta. The Arminan, ki agavn, how do we know we say such a thought? Just now, we learned like this. Beishama yermim lo yimcharodim pora chereshes bishriyas. A person is not allowed to sell a cow that could do work, that knows how to plow the fields on Shemitah. You're not allowed to sell it to another Jew that's choshud al ha-shriyas. If you do not know for sure he observes the laws of shriyas, so you're not supposed to sell him such a cow in order he should not come to do work with it. However, u'beisilil matirim. Beisilil says, no, you can sell it to anybody. Why? Because the owner now has a right to say, maybe this Jew is going to buy it for shchita. Who says he's going to buy it to work with it? Maybe he's going to buy it for shchita. So here you see, even though there should be an issel if they either, but still, if the owner has the right to say that maybe he's going to do something heter with it, it's mutter. Now, as lefneiver is only if you know for sure he's going to do an avera. But if you have something to be toliad in, you have something to say, this is what's going to happen, then it's mutter. And we pass like Beis Hillel. So Amar Rabbah says back, no, me dummy, what does one have to do with the other? Hosom over there by Shvius. Another mitzvah al shvisas behemta b'shvius mitzvah al shvisas behemta b'shvius. There's no issa directly upon the cow itself. The cow itself, there's no issa doing work on Shemitah. The issa is the owner of the field has not a lot of work on his field. But if you own the cow, there's no issa upon the cow not to do work. So therefore, the first Jew owns the cow. There's nothing wrong with him selling the cow because on the cow itself, there's no issa. Maybe therefore you have a right to sell it. And since you have a right to say, maybe he will not work with it, maybe he'll just eat it. But Hochro over here by Shabbos, when we're afraid not to sell a cow to a guy, we're afraid that maybe the guy will work with your cow on Shabbos when you still own it. If so here, Odom mitzuvah al shvisas behemtoi b'Shabbos. Here there's a law, the same way you have to rest, your animals also have to rest on Shabbos. So maybe here it's worse. Maybe here there's a bigger issa, see, even though it's a doubt whether the guy will really work with the animal or not, still it should be issa. You have no right to say, you have right to say, maybe he won't work, but maybe he will work with the animal. So it should still be issa. So Sakasha and Rav Huna, how could he go and sell this cow to the guy? And Rav Huna said, maybe he's going to just shecht it, use it feeding purposes. Who said you have a right to be mekel? So Amalei Abayi says back, what do you want to tell me? Whenever you're mitzuvah on the actual animal, that there's an issa to work with it, then it's also on doubtful situations. I'll bring you proof by a soda, by field itself. The field on Shemitah, on Shvius, the Odom mitzuvah al Shvisas sodeyu b'shvius. This is the law. The seventh year, you have to leave your field alone. No working, no plowing, no seeding. That's the mitzvah of Shvius, which is upon the karka, the ground itself. Now, Tanan, still we learned like this. Beishama yomrim lo yimchor odom soda near b'shrius. You're not allowed to sell a plowed field to your friend on Shemitah. Again, if you know he's choshed ala shrius, if you have any doubt that maybe this plowed field, he will take it now and start to seed it, so it's also to sell it to him. Because you overlift me'ivar, you're causing him to do an aver on Shemitah. However, again, u'beisilu matirin. Beisilu says, no, you're allowed to sell this field to your friend. Why? Bifnei sheyochol lihavio. Listen, that's bullshit. You do not know 100% he's going to use it and seed it. Maybe you'll just leave it over for the next year. It's possible on karka, you get a good deal. It's a good business deal. So you make an investment. You buy the field this year. I'm going to have to use it first for the next year. So beisilu is mekel. So here you see, even though it's karka, that there's a mitzvah upon the owner of the karka not to work with the karka, still we have a right to go lekula, and one Jew has a right to sell it to another Jew, even though the second Jew, we're not for sure, he'll listen to the laws of Shemitah, maybe he'll work on the field, but since it's only a doubt, maybe he will not, you have a right to sell it to him. There's no lifna either, if it's only a doubt, he'll be over the issa. That's Rav Huna's heter, that he's allowed to sell this behema gasa to another gechavim, since he has a doubt that maybe he will not use it for working purposes, maybe he'll only use it for shchita, to shecht it and get rid of it right away. That was Rav Huna's heter, to sell the cow to the guy. Maskib lo Rav Ashi asked for a question. The Cholheicha, the true what you're saying at all times, Tiye Nada Mitzuvah, Shari, whenever a person is not Mitzuvah, like you're telling me that an animal now, upon Shemitah is permissible, Varei Kalim, I'll bring your proof Allah about Kalim, the utensils that you use, the plow you use to plow the field with, Tiye Nada Mitzuvah al Shrisas Kalim Bishrias. There's no law against the Kalim itself on Shemitah. There's no law that you own a plow, the plow has to rest on Shemitah. It's not a loch in the Kalim. Again, it's a loch that the karka has to rest, not the Kalim. Utnan, still we learned, Elu hen Kalim, these are the Kalim, she'enodam rishoy lomoichron b'shvis, that you're not allowed to sell to your friend on Shemitah, if you have any doubt that maybe he will use it this year. Mm-hmm. And what are these things? Hamachrisha, the plow itself, the chol keleh, all the utensils that go with it. Oil, the yoke, the amazra, the winnow finning, the adekar, that's the pitchfork that they use. It's all the utensils you use, it's forbidden to sell to your friend. The question is why? Utensils, there's no mitzvah shrisa on the utensils. It's only that the owner cannot work with his karka. And still we see the rizal of me'ivar, you're not allowed to sell these utensils to your friend. So what's going on here then? So again, you see there's no difference whether you are mitzvah or whether you're not mitzvah. So again, what was Rav Huna's proof? So Marin says like this, El Arad Omer Rav Ashi, true. Kol Heicha Diko Lemitla Talinan. The answer is like this, at any times when you have a right, you have something to say, maybe the Jew will do a heter with it. There's a tliya. We have something hanging here. We have a tzad, a reason to say he will not do the issa. Talinan, we have a right to be told to take that side to say he's not going to do the issa, and it's permissible to sell it to him. The yafagav de mitzuvah. Even though there's a mitzivoi, like to let your animals rest on Shabbos, still, if Rav Huna felt that this guy is going to use the animal for eating purposes, I have a tli, I have something to be told it in, it's permissible. But the chol heicho, the lekul emitli, any time that you have no other choice to say the guy will use it, or the Jew. The moshel here, when you sell a plow to your friend on Shemitah. Now if a person buys the plow, and he is not a tzaddik, he's not, we don't know he's going to keep Hilcha Shemitah, there's mainly one purpose why he's buying it. A person doesn't buy utensils for next year. You buy utensils for this year. So therefore, by Kalim, there's nothing to be tolied in. It's most probably, he's going to use it be it for this year. Therefore, Leitalinen, if you don't have a good reason to say he's taking it for for Heter, then it's also to sell to him. For Yafagav, even though he ain't a mitzvah, even though there's no tzivui to let your Kalim rest on Shemitah, but still, you're not allowed to sell a plow to your friend on Shemitah. If you have a good doubt, he's going to use it. Because people that buy plows must probably use it right away. Only on karka we say, karka you buy for an investment. Even though you're not going to use it this year, it's worth it for you to buy it now and hold on to it for next year. So karka, Beis Hillel says, you're allowed to sell to another Jew, even though he's chassid al shvius. Because you do not know he's going to use it this year. But Kalim, most probably when people buy Kalim, they plan to use it this year. And this person is a choshed ala shvius, therefore it's forbidden to sell it to him. But again, what?
When is the cheapest year to buy?
Okay. Rabba Zovenahu Chamra Li Yisrael Ha Choshed Limchula V'Gechovim. Rabba took a donkey and he sold it to a Jew. For that Jew, we have a chash that maybe he's going to sell it to a guy. That Jew was not observant. And he sold it to him. So Amalei Abaye said to him, my time of Ovid Marhochi, how come you acted like this? The Chura, you know this Jew now is going to sell to another guy? So it should be also, there's still Lifneiver. You are the cause now that the second Jew is going to sell it to a guy and it'll be over the Yisra, the Mishnah. Amalei, so Rabbi said back, not for me. Anor li Yisrael Zavini. I sold it to a Jew. The Mishnah doesn't forbid selling to a Jew. I, maybe that Jew will sell it to a guy. What do you want from me? It's not me, it's him. Or Malay, he said back to him, V'ya'ozolomazvon. But listen, this Jew now may go and sell it to another guy, and then that Jew will be over the Yisrael, the Mishnah. So he answered back, who says this? who he's going to sell it to? To a Jew, he has a choice. Because it is only a suffix. Look where he meant to sell it like the Gemara before. When you have a suffix without lefne either, he yelled it was mutter. And we'll soon see he was wrong here. We'll soon see Rabbi was wrong by acting like this. Eisvei, so by the Gemara asked a question to Rabbi. It says, Mokum shenogulim chabei madakalakusim moichrim. If this is the minute, this is the place that you're allowed to sell a small animal to a kusi is a Jew, just they're not observant of all the mitzvahs, so you're allowed to. Shaloi limcher, if the meaning of this place is not to sell to kusim, ein mechrim, you're not allowed to sell a behemadaka to a kusi. So the question is, if that's the minig hamokom, why? Why should it be yosa to sell to a kusi? My time, what should be the reason? Ilaim, if you want to tell me mishum de chashi di arivio that the kusim themselves will live with their behemadaka, they'll live with the animal, so therefore it's forbidden to sell to him, not to let him be obelif, no, you should not be obelif neiver, not to cause him to be doing an aveiro. Samora says, no, it's not true. Or mi chashidi, akusim choshed on this? No, kusim do not live with animals. For Yotani, we learn like this. Ein mamidim behema, but the koyish lodik achovim. We have before, if you're sleeping overnight in an inn, by a koyish achovim, you're not allowed to deposit your animal there overnight. Schor meets a schor, you're not allowed to leave a zochor. If the owner is a zochor, or else nekevus, you have a female animal, eitzel nekevus, if the owner is a female. The ain't let me not to tell me for sure, nekevus, eitzel zochor, or zochor meets a nekevus. Like we have before, because the guy, when he gets old with anybody else's animal, for sure they'll live with the animal. Maybe their own animal, they will not live with it, not to ruin it. But somebody else's animal, for sure they'll live with the animal. So if a Jew is staying overnight by an inn, he's not allowed to deposit his animal there overnight. Now, v'yein moiskrim behema l'roi shlem. You're not allowed to give over your animals to their shepherds, because they're over the Issa Gezel, they're going shepherd, pasture in other people's lands. V'yein miyachdim imoran. You're not allowed to have yichud with a guy, we'll see later on, because we're afraid maybe they'll kill us. In the Gemara's times, there's a kshash of ritzicha, you're not allowed to have yichud with a guy. Can't be alone with him. And the Moisrum Lam Tinuk Lalam they say for you should not give him over, you should not give over a Jewish boy to a Goyish a school. Tinuk Lalam they say for Lalam the Umnis. Not even he should teach you a profession. Because we're afraid they'll put in their minus, they'll put in their avoid the Zara there. Avol, but it says clearly, Mamid in Behema for Punta Koyish Kusim. So you see, we're not afraid that the Kusim will live with the animals. Therefore, if you stay by an inn, below owning to a kusi, you're allowed to leave your animal there overnight. And you're allowed to leave zechorim mates on the kevus, when the kevus does the zechorim. The ain't so long, you don't have to tell me for sure, zechorim mates on zechorim on the kevus, that's on the kevus. Why? Because the kusi is not choshed, we're not afraid the kusi will live with the animals. Or moistrim behemel roi shalhem. Also, they're not over the east of Gezel, the terrace is clearly like Sigzo, they do not steal. Or miyachtim imoem, we're not afraid the kusi will kill us. We're allowed to have yichud, we're allowed to be alone with him. Oh, moisrun lehem tinik lalamdo. You're allowed to give him over a child to teach. We're not afraid he'll teach apikursis aminus. Lalamdo sefer. Oh, lalamdo umnis. He can teach as a profession also. Alma, what do we see from this braisa here? That loy chashidi, that kusim, we're not afraid they'll live with the animals. Says so, why should it be a place, a minig, not to sell behemadaka to a kusi? What should be the reason? What's wrong? The kusim do not live with their animals. Secondly, Tanya, we learned, ein merchir on lehem loy zayin v'loy kli zayin. Not allowed to sell to levi kechavim, not armory, and not kli zayin, any type of metal that you can make weapons with. V'yein mashchizin lehem, you're not allowed to sharpen their weapons, their knives. Es hazayin, v'yein merchir on lehem loy zadin v'loy kolorayin v'loy kevlayin v'loy shalshela shal barzol. These old type of dangerous utensils used to harm us. The shoshel shoshel, that's a metal chain. Rashi, the first one, Rashi says, sadin losum by ragli ish. That's to tie up your feet with. Kablayim, bevish balash, shoshel shoshel, are different. These are dangerous utensils. What? Handcuffs. Something like that. Some dangerous things they could use in us. They'll use it back against the Jews. So now I'll sell these things to the goyim. Yeah. Now here it says, here it says again, to a kusi is forbidden. So again, the question is my timer. Why is it forbidden to sell these metal chains to a kusi? What are we afraid about? Mm-hmm. Inaim, if you're going to tell me Techashid Yashvichas Damim. We're afraid that maybe Yakusi will kill us, just like we're afraid maybe the Goyim will kill us. No, it's not true. Omi Chashid, are we afraid of this? For Marty, just got finished saying before, Umiyachad in Imoem, that there's no Issa Yichud with a Kusi. A Jew is allowed to be found alone with a Kusi. Why? Because we're not afraid he'll kill us. If so, why is it forbidden to sell him this metal chain? El, it must be, Mishun di Asi Lizvun Liyad Gehovim, because we're afraid maybe this Kusi will sell it to a guy. That's what we're afraid about. A Jew is not allowed to sell a Behema Daka to a Kusi, because we're afraid the Kusi will go a step further and sell it to a guy. The same thing, we're not allowed to sell a Kusi, a metal chain armory, because we're afraid they'll go and sell it to the Goyim. So you see, there is a Lefleiva, a Dilefleiva. We have to be afraid that maybe the Kusi will do something wrong with it, even though just selling to a Kusi is permissible. But we're afraid he's going to sell it to somebody else. The same thing, Rabbah. Rabbah then has no right to sell his chamor to a Yisrael choshed, because he has to be afraid that Yisrael is going to sell it to an Akum. To see it's also.
Why don't we limit this price to say
this? The maybe you'll answer me. Kusi loyove tshuva, Yisrael loyove tshuva. Maybe Kusi were more afraid. He's not going to do tshuva. He has a shita that way that you're allowed to do these things. Mashenk and Yisrael Achoshen, even though right now he's doing Averis, but maybe you do tshuva. Therefore, Rabbi saw fit to sell it to the Yisrael Choshed, maybe you do tshuva. Mor says, no. V'yomar Rav Nachman and Rav Ravua, Kedera Shomru, also Limchel V'Kachovim, the same way it was learnt that these things, the Behei Madaka or Amri, you now want to sell to a guy, it says clearly, Kach also Limchel Yisrael Achoshed, Limchel V'Kachovim. The same way it applies to Yisra not to sell it to a Jew, that's Choshed, we're afraid, maybe he will also sell it to a guy. So you see clearly here, there is an Yisra of Lifnei, you cannot cause even a Jew that's Choshed to do an error. So you have no right to sell it to him in the first place. So Rabbi was Mekabel, and what happened was, Royet Basret Lose Pasoi, Rabbi ran after that person, that Yisra Choshed that he sold it to, he ran after him 3 Pasoim, 3 miles, Parsa's 4 miles, 2 mils, that's 6 miles he ran. Vika the army, some say, Parsa Becholo. He ran a Parsa in mud, in sand, that's hard to run. But Vloyadrach, he didn't reach him. Kitsa Masha Rabbi did something wrong here. The Lachari, that should be Yasa. So first of all, Toys asked the question, the next to last Toys. You're not allowed to sell to Yisrael Choshed because maybe he'll sell to somebody else. The Imtaima, we learned before, not like this. Before we had by a guy, you're allowed to sell to one guy even though he may sell to a second guy. Why? Because we're only over Lifnaiver, but not Lifnei, not too removed. So here also, why is it forbidden to sell to Yisrael Choshed? He himself is no Issa. Just afraid he'll sell to somebody else. Before we had, it's permissible to sell to a guy, even though this guy may sell to another one. So the Yeshleimatoy's answers, Tosa Marib Yerbikachovim, Shainoi Muzer Aleph Neiver. A guy, he has no Issa Lif Neiver. Even though they have the Issa of Mishkav Zachar, of Behemoth, but they do not have an Issa Lif Neiver. The thing of therefore ain't on Khoshim and Ivikhovim Yimchola Khaveroi. Therefore a Jew is allowed to sell to one guy, even though that guy may sell to another guy, because that guy has no Isalif neither. Therefore the first Jew does not have to worry about the Avera. Abul Hocho de Maribi Israel Khoshit. Here we're talking about the second party is a Jew, just his Khoshit to do Averis. Therefore Anu Musarin Shloyovi Shum Yisrael Ladekola Yudenu. Now this second Jew, even though he's a choshed, he's still a Jew, he also has an Issa Lifnaiver. So there's an Issa for that Jew to sell to a guy. Therefore the first Jew has no right to sell to the second Jew, because you're going to be causing him to do an Avera. So just like he's over the Avera Lifnaiver, that Lifnaiver goes back to the first Jew, you're also awesome. Just before, when the middle person was a guy has no Issa Lifnaiver to the second guy, therefore the second guy is not doing any Issa by selling it to the third guy, therefore the Jew is allowed to sell it to him.
Yeah.
And then just the bottom says also, so we come out, the answer here is, it's also to sell this chamor to the guy. So tell you the bottom, the afagad liel talino and eimud l'shchita zavna. So before we came out, that your Rav Huna before sold a parah to a guy, because he had a right to be tolly and say, maybe he's buying it for shechita. So since you have a good sad, a good way to be tolly, it was permissible. And here we're saying it's also, even though what, maybe here, this Yisrael will sell it to a Jew. Hadimor says, who says he's going to sell it to a guy? Maybe you sell it to a Jew. If he sells it to a Jew, it's okay? So therefore God, liyot lin leimu l'shchita zavna, hocho le tolina d'li Yisrael mazvin lo. Shekach yimcho l'zeh k'mo l'zeh. As this is not called a tzad, a tliya, a way to think. We're afraid now he's going to sell it. Who is he going to sell it to? To a guy or to a Jew, it's the exact same thing. There's no reason, he can't tell me he's going to sell it to a Jew. Why should he want to sell it to a Jew? To him it makes no difference. There's one action of selling. When you're doing an action of selling, you can't difference between a Jew and a guy. Therefore, you're afraid that this Yisrael Choshen is going to sell this web, these Omri, or is going to sell this Behemah Daka. So when he sells it, a guy and a Jew is the same thing to him. Therefore, it's forbidden. But before there's a tzad that Rav Huna sold the parah to a guy. Now the question is, what is the guy going to do with this animal? There's one or two things. Either he could use it to eat the animal, to kill it and eat it, or else maybe he'll use it for work. Two different things to do. So therefore he has a right to say, I have a right to say, maybe this guy is going to take it for shechita. So he's going to take it and get rid of it right away, therefore there's no issa. That's called a good taliyah, a good tzad to think. But here where the guy is, where the Jew is only going to sell it, when you sell, there's no difference to who you sell it. So there's no tzad, you sell it more to a Jew over a guy, you're selling it. Therefore it's forbidden to sell it. Right. Now the Gemara says, Omer Avdimi Baraba, Kiderach she'osol limcha lovi kechavim, osol limcha lelistim Yisrael. The same way you're not going to sell Omri, this metal, to a guy, you cannot sell it to a Jewish rabba. So the Gemara says, hey Kedami, what are we talking about over here? E the choshe the kotlif, this rabba is a murderer. We know he kills people. So pshita, for sure you're not allowed to sell weapons to a Jewish murderer. He also may kill with it. Pshita. Hainu avi kov, it's the same halacha like a guy. He may kill us. He can't give him a weapon. Ve the like kotlif, if this rabba never killed anybody yet, he doesn't kill, he's harmless. He just wants the green stuff, that's all. If so, am I lie? Why can't you give him the metal? What's the wrong with it? Could happen is very schwer. I mean, today we know that the way you get the green stuff is with a gun. You make a hold up. So the guy needs a gun to steal with. The Gemara's question is, like, what's wrong giving him this armory? Most times at least, he could only use it for killing purposes. This person doesn't kill. He only robs the money. So what's wrong with giving him the metal? So Gemara says yes. The Gemara says we're afraid. He's a robber, but he takes things and runs away. He doesn't confront the person really, he runs away with the money. So we're afraid now, sometimes the owner is going to run after him and try and receive get his money back. And at that time it's going to be a question of the robber killing the owner or not. So we're afraid maybe then he'll come to kill. So you can never tell, a robber may end up killing just to save his own life. So therefore we cannot supply him with metal. Tana Rabbon. And Moichrum Lehem Teresin. You're not allowed to sell a shield to a guy. V'yesharm something, no Moichrum Lehem Teresin. You're allowed to sell shields, a shield to a guy. So what's the machlekes? My time, what's the shayla here? You learn if you want to tell me, Mishum, the Magni Elayu, they protect themselves with a shield. So it's also to give a guy protection. Yochi so, afilu chitiv sarin amiloi. It should be also to sell them wheat and barley. You're protecting them, you're giving them michia, food. So anything should be us to sell to a guy then. Elamai, we're allowed to give them food. So why can't we give them protection also? Rav says, Iyefsha. The reason why we have a right to sell them a wheat is because Iyefsha, we can't live without them. Rosh is Bloyeva.